New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today, which is it late, Maureen? It's the 14th Definitely. Of March. It should have been out yesterday on the 13th of March, for the love of fuck. Also, what should we call this first section? Plugsville?
Yeah.
Are you burping off mic? Chocolate rain. Chocolate rain. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
And then they would joke that he went and breathed off mic like a professional. You know? I have a lot of respect for him. Or people in general who keep body functions off mic. I don't respect any of those rules. But I will stop listening to your podcast if you chew or breathe down the microphone.
Who are you talking to right now?
People in general.
Huh.
You're okay because you went and burped off.
But you make a point of saying it anytime anyone does anything, so that actually takes up more time.
No.
Than just the noise.
If you have a podcast out there, guys, and you chew on camera or on microphone, never listening to it again. Welcome to Plugsville. Let me plug some gigs. There's a massive gig. Also, the seat's squeaking, so that's worse than everything. There's a giant gig happening on the 27th of April that has been announced all across social media.
By the time we're listening to this, it has just been announced.
It's possibly been announced across social media, spelled M-E-E-J-A, media, okay? Tickets will be released this Friday. It is only the fucking General Banter live podcast at the Limelight. We're going to have stand-up in the first half with a special guest, Mickey, and then a break, and then me and we'll have a live podcast, and it'll be interactive, and it'll be fucking all the good shit, you know, all the funny videos. Do you know what I'm saying? Funny clips, the little Asian baby going, hey!
But you can actually watch along.
You know what I'm saying? It'll be amazing. There'll be questions. It'll be interactive. We'll talk about some hot topics, probably. Do you know? Name a hot topic. I'll talk about it right now. I can do anything.
Right now?
Maureen's very tuned into the news. Yeah. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I just chill out. But yeah, 27th of April. Tickets go on sale Friday, the 16th of March. The day before good old St. Paddy's Day. With two T's. St. Patty's.
I hate that.
Does that make you want to stab prods, does it?
Yeah.
St. Patty's. I love...
Americans say that.
Also, go on to the ColinGettis.com and get the last of the Blender t-shirts. I'm going to order a whole pile of new merch. Blender t-shirts, new design. What else am I going to order? Dead on Mafia merch of some sort.
I think the black Blender t-shirts are now
gone. The black ones are... No, there's... Yeah, well, if there's anything there, it's some in the large, and that is it. And then after that, I'm going to have to order some fucking
new
ones.
They flew out the door, like, it was a bit
They
crazy.
Flew out the door. I took them to the fucking post office, and the girl was like, there's too many of these for me to fucking process right now. You're going to have to call back. And I went, do you want me to pay for them now? And she goes, nah, call back and pay. And I went, okay. And then the fucking guy came for our wedding, what do you call them? A celebrant? Because we're doing a humanist wedding. Is that a spoiler alert? No?
Not now. You can just tell everyone everything that's happening, sure.
It's I know, fine. But you're allowed to say that. Like, you can't be like, yeah. Oh, it's a male priest, and someone goes, well, I'm not going now, because that's a fucking... We've ruined it. Can you only get male priests?
Yeah.
Of course you can, in this patriarchal fucking chauvinist shithole. That coffee...
Is strong.
Is very strong.
Isn't it?
Oh my god.
It's too much.
I feel like what you did was you took coffee beans with no water and you squeezed them till oil came out of it. and then that's what I have in this cup right now.
You can hear it in your voice.
I'm chewing it. I have to chew it to get it down. I feel immediately sick.
That'll burn your stomach right out.
Oh my god. Well, we play the intro and come back to all my new diet trials and tribulations.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Return of the sack. I don't know what that means. I really don't know what I meant by that.
He's a dog. Triple Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis. What about you, baby? I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Cole and Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Fuck you. So, thanks for poking me that whole time. That coffee is that's worse than like a Vietnamese coffee.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's pretty rough, though. Pretty rough.
Well, I don't want to tell you. Like, what do you want?
Sympathy.
Fuck.
And a cup of tea. What do we talk about this week, Maureen? Let's run through a week real quick. We went to the gym last week. Maureen's ass is still sore.
No, last week my arms were sore, and then yesterday my whole legs and butt are sore, and now everything is just sore. And I literally can't move, and I have to roll around the floor like a slug.
Just slapping about.
Just literally can't even like Hawkins, put pants on.
Hawkins looking as fucking panic button.
Don't, R.I.P.
R.I.P. I mean, if I knew more about physics, I could probably tell you that as a form of energy, no one really ever dies. N.A.R.D. That's what that means. That's what that stands for.
So we should just play N.A.R.D. songs now?
If they played Lap Dance at Hawkins' fucking funeral, I'd be loving that.
That would be the greatest thing
to happen. Get him out of the seat like an old fucking...
Stop it.
It's terrible. I mean, that is the age-old trade-off, isn't it? Do you want, like, regular body and a mind like a bowl of porridge like the rest of us? Or an advanced mind and a body that ain't worth a shit.
I mean, what age was he? 76?
He did all right, even if that was a healthy person.
Yeah.
Or not a healthy, an able-bodied person, quote-unquote, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, he definitely sort of did pretty well.
Yeah. 76 is I'd take 76, like.
Would you?
No.
No, you want more than that.
No, I'm going to be like a...
I mean, 76 is still very young, you know. It's a young age now, 76, yeah, but...
I'd like to be like a Jack Nicholson type, you know. You know one of those guys? Dies like banging two Russian hookers.
Well, good luck with that.
What are you joking? We're getting married, Maureen, so I'll be banging you.
Oh,
but if you could put on a Russian accent.
All right.
That would be great, you know. Do a Russian accent, Maureen.
No, I'm so bad at accents.
You would literally sound like everyone in the vicinity of our house right now.
Why?
Our nearest town is Dungannon, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
The nearest bit of civilization. You sound like everybody around here, like. Not a mean mate. Do it, Maureen.
No, I really
this
can't.
This is my
90-year-old
fantasy.
What? Oh, the Russian thing?
Yeah.
But you're not. What do I say in Russian? I don't know. I can't do it.
Lick my tits.
I'm not saying that.
You go lick my tits. Happy 90 birthdays. Lick my tits.
I really can't do it.
Oh, come on, bro.
You can do accents. I can't.
We drank a lot on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I got the cold. That's what happens now when you're 31. You drink too much and you get the cold.
You do this all the time. Like, anywhere you go somewhere, you're like, oh, I've got the cold now. And no, it's always lies. You're just feeling tired. You're like, that's it now. I've got the cold.
I think what it is, is when people see me in public, they go, you're fucking fell off the thing. And I go, yes. And they go, open your mouth. I cough directly in your tonsils. You know?
That's and you just shake a lot of sweaty hands.
A lot of sweaty dick hands. You know what I mean? Ugh. I mean, no one really. I mean, no wonder people are germophobes when you really think into it. I don't really.
Gross.
I'm not a big germ guy anyway.
I don't really.
What do you mean? I'm way cleaner than you. That's true.
Incorrect.
You might be like better put together, but I'm clean as shit.
Says the person who ripped a towel trying to dry themselves.
Yeah, I was furiously clean.
You literally are too big for towels now.
I was so angrily. Are we like maxing out these mics?
Yeah,
hello, test. Say something as loud as you can, really close.
What are you saying? Test.
Tess.
Tess?
Hello. I'll turn. Say something.
Hello?
All right, that's way too loud for you. Hello?
Hello?
This is a level of professionalism.
Oh, God.
That is amazing. So we drank on Saturday, and then we teleported to basically a different bar.
Yep.
I can't really remember anything.
I think you were like, oh, these kids are like pestering you. And I was like, what?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of kids.
Some guy handed me his phone and I was like, you should see how much child porn is on this phone. Like in a Snapchat video.
Oh, Colin, why?
Because you put me on video on the spot. I'm going to say something horrendous. That was funny as fuck though, in fairness.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Some woman pulled me to the side. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. And I went, what? And she goes, who are you?
I love when people do that.
Do you know what I said? I was trying to be funny there. Ross Kemp. Forgot his name.
Ross Kemp. Yeah. Tell everyone you're Ross Kemp.
What? Oh, Ross Kemp. So Stephen Hawking has died. Would you like to say a few words, Maureen? Go ahead. The floor is yours.
I saw a thing today on the internet, actually, which made a lot of sense. And it said, how lucky were we to be alive at the same time as him? Like, people will read about him in, like, 100 years' time, and we were actually alive whenever he was still coming up with ideas. Like, it's quite amazing when you're actually, you know, you can share the same sort of piece of world as someone as kind of ingenious as him.
Shout out to this guy. Is that Redman, is it?
Yeah.
Shout out to having to play him. Just like, stick out your wee bottom row of goats. goat's teeth? What? Oh.
You watched that film, didn't you?
Yeah.
The theory
and
of
he's like, my dick still works. That's what he said.
That's all you got from the film.
My body is broken. Penis still working. Lick it.
Yeah, you had a different wife. And
lick. Lick. Lick.
Lick. Lick. Lick. That's out of Sunny with a Chance of Meatballs. If anyone's seen it, the wee monkey.
That's what he told her too.
Lick.
Sunny with a Chance of My Meatballs. Lick. Let's hear his famous speech. Here's a famous speech by the one and only the one and only Stephen Hawking. Are you ready for this?
Okay, good.
It's just taking a wee minute to load up. Someone's put music under it, which is weird. Someone's been singing under this too. Where is it? I play with these. That's him. I play with these. Space. I play with these. Oh no. Planets. Gravity. Planets. No, I need my Dallas. I'm only joking. Believe it or not, I'm only joking.
Was it?
I actually thought that voice was more auto-tuned than it actually was. All right, here we go. I'm very clever.
I'm very aware of the preciousness of time. Seize the moment. Act now. I have spent my life traveling across the universe, inside my mind.
Is this a Katy Perry song? Is it?
Through theoretical physics, I have sought to answer some of the great questions. But there are other challenges, other big questions which must be answered.
How do I get up the stairs?
These will all...
We'll edit that out.
...also need a new generation who are interested. Engaged, and with an under...
I thought he went, and gay.
...understanding of science. How will we feed an ever-growing population?
Crisps.
Provide clean water.
Evian.
Generate renewable energy.
Burn piss.
Prevent and cure disease.
Paracetamol.
And slow down global climate change.
Eat your own crisp packets.
I hope that science and technology will provide the answers to these questions.
Hopefully.
But it will take people, human beings with knowledge and understanding, to implement these solutions. One of the great revelations of the space age has been the perspective it has given humanity on ourselves. When we see the Earth from space, we see ourselves as a whole. We see the unity, and not the divisions. It is such a simple image. With a compelling message, one planet, one human race. We are here together, and we need to live together, with tolerance and respect. We must become global citizens. I have been enormously privileged, through my work, to be able to contribute to our understanding of the universe. But it would be an empty universe indeed, if it were not for the people I love, and who love me. We are all time travelers, journeying together into the future. But let us work together to make that future a place we want to visit. Be brave, be determined, overcome the odds. It can be done.
Isn't that crazy, boy? I don't know what the fuck that was. Maureen.
Yes.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, he's just got such an amazing mind, doesn't he?
Does he?
Like, I don't just mean in like an intellectual, like,
or was he just have a lot of time,
no,
you know, to think about it?
Well, yeah, that's the whole point.
Maureen, this would be me if I got the Hawkins voice box, right? 10 minutes. 10 minutes into it.
You love your McDonald's, don't you, yas cunts, yas?
He's all like, I have traveled the...
Oh, Colin.
He's like, I have traveled the universe many times inside my brain. And I'd be like...
Up the penis.
Say up the penis?
Up the peelers? this is me all day.
Lick my ball back.
You know? People need to be tolerant of each other, and the world will figure out how to feed a ever-growing population.
Lick my ball back.
Good man, Steve. You know what I mean? Anyway.
You'd be an absolute nightmare if you had one of those machines.
Oh, you'd be pulling wires out all over the place.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Just die. That's what I'd be like, please just die already.
You'd literally have to have a fucking like snooze mode on me. Are you alright there? Just reading. What are you doing?
I'm trying to answer. Oh, got so many people messaging me.
Either you're in or you're out, Maureen.
Oh, shit.
Can you concentrate for 1 hour, please?
Can
stop
you?
Stop flicking my titties. So we went for wedding suits the other day, and the guy's been trying to get me back many times. Come on down. We need to get you measured up. So I went down with my dad, which was as much of a fucking hassle as I thought it was going to be. Because I had to introduce myself to my own dad there. I was like, hi, I'm Colin. Do you remember the guy you were at the, invited you to the Ulster Hall show? I was like, that's also me. And he goes, oh, you're the one I'm getting the suit for the wedding. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And he goes, oh, nice to meet you. And then I was like, do you want to shake my hand? He's like, no, we don't touch ever. We don't know each other. Are you crazy? So anyway, got a suit for him. He looked great. And then you started to worry, because even my dad, who was wearing a sample waistcoat, which literally looked like a fucking wallpaper from the 80s, over this sort of sample jacket and trousers, you're like, he looks great. He looks better than the suit the thing that you don't even have yet. Because I was trying to be all clever with it and get myself like, how would you describe that? It was kind of like, I read it on the internet, it was like lumberjack groom type vibe. You know, so it was like chinos and boots, but with the thing. But then, because the fucking, what do you call them? Grooms boys looked so good. You were like, you're going to look like you normally do, which is like if you stuck a fucking mop shaft under the pile of laundry that you leave in your landing. That's what you're going to look like. So, of course, we went back the next day, you know, 80, 90 pound of fuel and to Bangor. And we went back the next day and we managed to figure...
How far away is Bangor, by the way, from everywhere?
From us?
From us? Very far.
60 miles?
Yeah, probably.
Easy, 65 miles. And but we finally got it sorted, didn't we?
Yeah.
Are you feeling a lot happier?
Are you feeling a lot happier?
I think I am, because I was trying to... Like I said to you, I was trying to pull something off that I was not stylish or good looking enough to do. Do you know what I'm saying? So you may as well just go sort of timeless suit.
I think.
I mean, there's still some very cute little details in the suit that makes it extra special. You know, get my name on the inside.
Oh, it's not like just a standard boring suit or anything. It's very nice.
Very gorge. Very luxurious.
I think because you don't have a job where you wear a suit ever.
I think because you don't have a job.
Because you don't have a job. Full and, stop. You know, lots of people wear suits every day or wear a shirt every day. You don't. So you naturally feel kind of like it's a bit of a costume. So I think you originally sort of went, oh, I'll feel really uncomfortable in like a full, like, three-piece suit kind of thing, waistcoat, whatever. So that's, you know, and you're obviously trying to do something more fun, but then, you know, you forget. If you get a suit made to measure, fully customised,
I did have to do away with the waistcoat, though, because I literally was too much. It was too many layers.
What did I say? It was like a dog putting a coat on a dog, where you're going... Yeah,
it looked like you put a puffer jacket on a pug.
Did it look unnatural?
That was me breathing. But I think we're going the right direction now. I want to look good beside you. I was embarrassed trying them on because I'm just a weird build, aren't I? But now I'm like, right, we're definitely just losing 4 stone in the next 6 weeks. Which is probably possible because there's enough excess weight there that I could shed 4 stone and still be a heavyweight UFC fighter. Not crazy?
Kinda.
Not crazy? I could still fight as a heavyweight in the UFC if I was 4 stone lighter than
them. Is your goal to be a heavyweight in the UFC or?
No.
Is the goal a wedding?
No, the goal is health.
Oh.
The goal is actually prolonged health. But on that journey, hopefully I look...
To try and live longer than Stephen Hawking, basically, as a healthy person.
Well, you see, he can't eat crisps at night.
Oh, Colin!
He can't go back to the kitchen for, like, the third plate of fried rice that he just made. I'm starving. That's him all day. Look what you made me do.
I didn't need you to do nothing.
No, the goal is just prolonged health, but to help aid the process... The wedding is a good target.
It is a good target.
I'd like to look good beside you, Maureen. I'd like people to be going, Jesus Christ.
Look at this sexy man.
Yeah. Feeling real sexy all of a sudden. Everyone gets pregnant that night. Like, what happened there? And like, don't know. Just looking Colin's just thighs under those trousers there. Vascular. Speaking of vascular, I was at the gym today. But anyway, the suit is going to look lovely, isn't it, Maureen?
It's going to be gorgeous.
Do you think you'll be proud to know me or even stand beside me?
I hope so.
Yeah?
Here's hoping.
Yet you might turn up in a moo-moo because I'm not allowed to see what the
You're
fuck you
have.
You're
not allowed to see.
So you might turn up just in like...
This could all be an elaborate joke and I'm like literally just wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
It was all a ploy just to make me dress up.
Yeah.
Well, girls don't look good in dresses anyway, so...
Oh, what?
Yeah. No, they're like, oh, it's formal time, get to dress up. You're like, nah. Just wear a small white wet vest.
Why don't you do that?
Anytime, yeah, no problem.
And you'd look good like that?
No.
No.
No, no, no. Not really. Not at all. What was I going to say to you? Did my second load of deadlifts today in the gym. 160K. Not crazy?
That was pretty...
Never done
it. It was very impressive to watch.
Never done it in my life till last Friday or whatever it was.
Deadlifts?
Or Wednesday it might have been. Wednesday or Friday, can't remember. But I only did them for the first time last week.
Do you like doing them?
I do. There's a quote. There's some dude. I mean, let me see. Deadlift. Quote. There's some fucking lunatic. Right, we just see what this fucking lunatic says. Wait, ready? Pounds. So this is old strongman footage. Ready?
1,005 pounds.
Listen.
To be alive if you can't do that.
Ever the showman. He really is incredible.
What did he say?
Don't be alive if you can't do deadlift.
That's those fucking Icelandic lunatics.
What's 1,000 pounds?
John Paul Sigmas.
A lot.
He really is incredible.
to be alive if you can't do that drift.
Ever the
on the last one, he's like, do you want me to do a conversion to see how heavy that is?
Yeah, I don't understand all this pounds stuff.
That's why you're skint. 1,000, says me. 1,000 pounds. Nope. Bop. 1,000 pounds is 453 kilos. So today I lifted, I deadlifted 160. So he lifted like fucking, I'd say about three times that.
That's insane.
And it wasn't a straight deadlift. It was like the wheels of a fucking old wagon. A wagon wheel, you might say. You know? Oh, don't be alive, I don't deadlift. What's that? What the fuck? What's that guy going to do in his spare time? What's he do when he's just, does he go to work and stuff?
Does he just like take like glasses to take a drink and just smash them in his hands?
Probably.
It's yeah, forearms, probably so muscly.
He also probably takes, you know, like a thing you would pipe icing onto a cake with?
Mm-hmm.
And that's filled with steroids. And he does a drinks handstand him and just spikes it into his asshole. Don't deadlift in the anus! You know? Watch that thing on Born Strong or whatever it's called on fucking on the old Netflix there. But it's quite sad because your guy Eddie Hall and all is just sitting there and he's just like, yeah, you can't be this weight. I'm just trying to be the strongest man in the world and I'll have to retire soon and lose like 20 stone. And he's like, because you just die. You know, you need a fucking breathing machine when you're in bed. His wife's putting his socks on for him and all, I guess, here.
He's like, sex has become trouble.
That's what he sounds like. Like Zimbo Selector.
He's like, sex is a bit of trouble, but we find a way. We have fun.
That's more Tyson Fury.
I live in a caravan, bastard.
Do you want to watch this guy do deadlifts and his fucking nose starts bleeding?
Are you serious?
Yep. Don't deadlift.
I don't know how exciting this is for a podcast.
If you can't lift, then you'll... If you can't lift, what? Don't lift if you can't be... Wait, watch this guy. See what I'm saying? Look at the amount of weight is on that, and that's all metal, whereas the one I was lifting today was all fucking, like, you know, rubber and shit. So this guy's about to lift
426 kilos.
Now this... Now, if the clip is anything to go by, he just bleeds out his nose here. You excited about this morning? So he's lifting, he's lifting.
Oh my god, look at the bar! Oh my god, oh no! No, that's, oh my god, that's disgusting!
Nah.
Oh my god, oh god, that is absolutely disgusting. Wow.
For 1 second, I thought y'all went to sleep!
Shout out to the fucking...
I see you still awake!
You want to get the place hype?
I would say that...
Type in Arnold Strongman Classic 2018 and watch that cunt just deadlift till his nose bleeds.
That is so disgusting.
Shout out to whoever hired the fucking black dude there. They'd be like, damn, y'all motherfuckers about to go to sleep. This motherfucker's not bleeding out his nose, goddammit. Also, did he totally do like a Nazi salute there when he finished? He went like...
I didn't actually say that. I was distracted by the blood coming out of his eyes and face.
I mean, I've seen worse than that, where the guy does a deadlift and his chest bleeds.
No, that is not... That can't be good for you.
No, that's... I mean...
How much pressure is... Like, that's...
What does that say? Better bleeding in the nose than bleeding in the brain. It's a defense mechanism against internal bleeding when the blood pressure is too high. All right. I love the way some guys like... Ah, sure, you know what? You're better to gush blood out your nose than to keep it in. Isn't it like one of them things, like, it's better to just take a shite than hold... Imagine that actually happened, like, you were like, as a defense mechanism to stop you shiting, it just come out your belly button or something. That's what that guy's saying. He goes, basically, they're going, like, the weakest exit point is somewhere in your nose, so rather your head explode.
I know someone who worked in a nursing home, and one of the, like... Obviously, people who've been working there for ages said when they're talking about bringing people to the toilet, and it's like, oh well, if it doesn't come out down there, it'll find some other place to come out. And she was totally convinced it would like come out somewhere else, like your mouth or something.
Yeah, and I love when your mom just laid the medical smackdown on that so quick. She's like, when people joke about your sphincter, it's not your asshole. Like the sphincter's like then on up, and then you've about fucking a bunch of them. And they're like, it's a one-way system.
Yeah. And also gravity.
And gravity. Like, it goes out. It doesn't ever go back up the way.
Yeah, it can't go back up.
I tell you what happens when you don't shit for too long. You die. Bob Monkhouse, Fatal Impaction. Sounds like a movie, but that's what happens. You just have a big...
Do you say Fatal Impaction or Fetal?
Fecal. Fecal Impaction, something like that.
Fatal? Could be. It is fatal.
Well, it
also,
is fatal if it kills you, like. I do believe that's maximum effort. So what are you to gain by pissing blood out your face like that?
Like, look at the bar. Like, the bar actually curls around.
There's a clip somewhere.
That actually makes me feel sick watching that. Please take that off the screen.
It just looks like he's having a major shit. That's crazy, isn't it, though? Oh, man. I mean, I'd rather watch the guy's nose bleed than somebody, like, you know, do something like that. And then, like, their knees give out, which I've seen a bunch of times, which never made me fucking...
No, stop.
Speaking of vomit, I had a busy Monday.
You did. That's right.
We went to the gym, which is where you basically blew out your arsehole for the week. Sore arse. What do you call them? Bulgarian squats?
No, I was doing like lunges with a bar on my shoulder.
CrossFit Games 2018.
Hurt my butt a lot.
Sore butt. I did some fucking bullshit workouts that made me angry. And then just as we're leaving the gym, our trainer, Jordan, is on the phone frantically going, what happened, what happened, what happened? Grabs his coat. Luckily, he's another trainer in there. He's like, take care of the place, whatever. He leaves in a hurry because his girlfriend was in a car crash.
I know, that was so mad, wasn't it?
That was drama.
That was so drama. Although she's fine, by the way.
Yeah, she was on the phone, like, she flipped the car, fucking crazy. But she rang him, so I was like, I'm fairly sure she's okay. If she's ringing, you know what I mean? She's not fucking hospitalized or worse. Right? That was pretty stressful. That's when I went to fucking get the suits with my dad. Went up, he got a suit, and he's like, am I done? See ya. And then I'd just stand there trying on suits like an asshole by myself. I don't need a family, Maureen. Can I sever the tie?
I'm your family.
I hate! That's our thing this week. Dalek voice. I hate! That's Hawken. That would be me if I had the Hawken voice box.
Just everything, you hate everything?
More dinner! And be like, you've had three dinners, we're not... I'm literally tired of spoon feeding you. And I'd be like, I hate! And then I speak to my computer. And that makes a fucking drone that'll go kill my home help.
It goes to the fridge for you.
What?
Your drone goes to the fridge for you and no one's watching.
I have designed a fridge. I have designed a fridge drone in my brain.
You would, instead of having a wheelchair, would just be sitting on a fridge.
I'd be sitting on a toilet with a fridge beside it. And it'd be, wee hand. Sausage roll. You know? It would literally be like
really are getting more and more attractive to me.
It would be like one of those old Honda ads where it's like click, boing, boom, and everything rolls along and knocks the next thing over. Ding, pushes the sausage roll into a blender, tips it out in a cup, pours it into whatever tube's feeding me. I'd love to know what the advancements are in that ALS thing, because that ALS challenge where they're pouring water over their head and all that shit, did actually create some sort of breakthrough.
Brilliant.
Where it slows the whole process down. Because it is a hateful son of a bitch.
Does it sounds horrible.
The worst. What about your man? Fuck, what's his name? Van der Westhuizen or something? The South African rugby player. Greats. One of the greats of all time. You just start fucking degenerating, basically.
Sad. Very sad.
Oh, terrible. Guys, live your life, you know. Get drunk. Enjoy yourself.
Be happy.
Don't worry too much. I'm a saying all this shit and I do the opposite of all those things.
Yeah, Dalek, I hate all day.
I hate!
All day.
Colin, do you want to do the work that we're paying you quite substantially to do?
No! I hate!
What do you want to do instead? Don't know.
Every single day you wake up and then you're like, fuck this morning, let's just move to another country. Every day I'm like, okay.
I mean...
Alright.
Oh, I need to go to the dentist again. The thing is... You also agree that the sun, when it's not bright, you're miserable?
Oh my god, I'm suffer really bad.
You
at
don't
that.
Like literally whatever happened. Oh, by the way.
Oh my god, talk about one thing at a time, Colin. What?
There has to be something that happens to you, like when the sun's coming in the window when you haven't got up yet, and then it's like sunny and you go, delish. However, when I bought us an alarm clock online last night,
yeah,
because we're starting a new period of our life where we just don't take our phone in the bedroom,
yeah.
I bought us but I was gonna buy one that has light on it.
Yeah, they're really good for you. They wake you up with natural sunlight. Yeah.
Yeah, but you had to put batteries in it. I didn't like that. I want.
That's why you didn't get it, because of batteries.
Yeah, because I want to plug one in. I don't want to fucking be like chasing up batteries all the time for this.
Have you ever heard rechargeable batteries?
I don't. Who's doing that?
Everyone since they were invented.
Nah. Get one with a plug. Did we say this one will arrive and it'll have no plug, and you'll be like. Yeah. But then we'll have to get one for your side of the bed too. With like an amplifier on it.
I need like six, so.
You need whatever Hawkins had to feed him sausage rolls to just go, and like shake your body and slap
poke
you in the face.
Poke me in the eyes. Yeah. And I still might sleep through it.
The best way to really get me up would be to ring my phone. If you got up and walked in the next room and rang my phone, I would have a heart attack and wake up, because I literally have panic attacks about it from when I used to work regular jobs. And
you are literally ridiculous.
And I would have a day off and someone would ring me trying to get me in, and my heart would fall through the floor.
Colin, when
dread.
Was the last time you worked a shift for someone
1999.
Else?
Burning down some stuff.
Literally 8 years ago. So that is not an excuse. That one time you had a job and you're 18 and that's your thing. You're actually a lunatic, like.
Maureen.
Yes?
I work very hard.
When?
Well, do you know whenever we pay for all those magic things, like honeymoons and stuff? And I hold up the little blue card. Boop. No worries, mate. That's how I work hard. I don't work hard. I work a lot, but I don't work. If I worked hard, I'd probably be done by 12 in the day.
Yeah, you don't work efficiently.
But
work a lot.
This is, what have I described my brain as? Like on game shows in America when they're in a glass tank full of money flying around?
Yeah.
That's my brain.
Well, considering how you've just described having an alarm clock, the sunshine and your job in the one sentence, I get it.
Come to General Banter Live Podcast on the 27th of April.
Understand nothing.
Anyway,
confused.
Let me get back to this story.
What
so,
story? Where were you?
So I go get the suits, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm exhausted, okay? Knackered.
From being rang in to work.
Gym. Being to the gym.
From the boss, right?
It was real hard. Drove to fucking Bangor, which is depressing. Traffic. Then I was in that weird time where I'm like, I've had to go fucking through Belfast now at this weird time of day, because it was dinner time, essentially. So I went to, what's the one in Bangor called? The shopping centre?
Don't know.
Bloomdick's. And then I went down there to Mark Spencer's, got some car sushi, ate some car sushi.
Would you love a car sushi?
I love the car sushi. Then I was to meet our boy Yusuf at Dark Matter.
Yeah.
Because I bought myself a red hoodie. And previously, weeks ago, me and him had went to Calumet camera shop and bought some backdrops that were different colours. So I'm like, I'm going to buy a red hoodie and try and get a red hat. So I bought a red hat, made my way through Belfast to his place. I was texting him and driving, and he's like, I'm having a nap right now, haha, like joking around about it. And I was like, absolutely, I'd fucking be napping in my office all the time. There's a couch in it and shit. Anyway, I knock on the door, and he's a bit weird. He's like a bit, I don't know where he's like, oh, he's actually napping. I fucking woke him up and he's a bit quiet or whatever. And then he's like, yeah, just, I had next door in this place and I feel a bit fucking rough. And he was, and then he just went really quiet, and I was sort of a bit like, fuck, I wonder, am I really being a pain in the hole here, doing this at like, you know, 6:30, 7 at night or something? And I was like, I can fucking go or whatever. And he's like, I don't know what it is. Like, he goes, I feel really rough. And I was like, we can do it another time. It's grand. He goes, yeah, I really don't think I can fucking do this right now. And then his face was like literally like ash, you know, and your face just goes like fucking dead. And he's like, oh, fuck, I don't know. And then he's like, I really feel like I need to be sick. And then he was freaking out because he was going, I've had these like hypoglycemic, is that what, like a diabetes type thing?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, I feel fucking rough as shit. And then I was like, I can just go. And then he felt so rough that he was actually worried then. Yeah. And he's like, nah, just wait a wee second. And I was like, do you want me to call someone or do you want me to take you? Fucking, I know he only lives around the corner. I was like, I'll take you home or whatever. And he's like, nah, just hold on 1 second. And then literally just grabbed like a fucking little white IKEA bin and just fucking just barfed into it. And as I said to you, if anyone's going to watch you barf, let it be me.
Yeah, it doesn't bother you at all, does it?
Nah. In fact, I was laughing my head off. No, it wasn't really. But I was like, I do laugh at a bit of boke. But then he did three big barfs and he felt fine after that. Not fine, but he was like, Jesus. But then turns out he was shooting photographs at a wedding 2 days before. And someone had messaged him saying, asking him, was he okay? And he's like, nah, I've just been really sick. And he's like, yeah, literally there's like fucking 80 people or something have been sick at this wedding. So I'm not naming shame them on here.
But it was something they ate, wasn't it?
Like, I don't think it's my job, but I think they all ate something that literally wiped out fucking nearly everybody at this wedding. But he was like, he didn't know what the fuck was happening. He thought he got it from the place he ate in next door. But I don't know. But then everyone was sick from the wedding. So car crashes, fucking you name it. And then in there with him fucking being sick. But then you do freak out because I remember reading your guy Kevin Smith. You know, that guy? Jay and Silent Bob and all that shit.
Yeah.
He was like recording two specials and in between he's like, yeah, I just felt a bit sick and felt a bit heavy in my chest. Full blown heart attack.
What, you thought he had a heart attack?
I don't know. It was fresh in my mind, so I was
what
like,
would you have done if he was having a heart attack?
What do you think I'd have done? I went in next door and went, Yeezins have poisoned him. No, I would have phoned an ambulance, I imagine.
Would you?
Yeah. And then be on the phone going, have you any little tips or tricks that I can do while you're on the way that's going to preserve a life? That's the sort of thing I would say. You know?
Good to know. Well, he's fine though now, isn't he?
Well, he just ralphed three times and then he's like, right, we're good to go. Let's take these photos.
And you got pretty good photos, to be fair.
Amazing photos. You know, the camera wasn't sick.
Yeah, get over it, Yusuf.
No, but he came around pretty quickly, but I think he probably just felt rough all night. But
that's so bad, isn't it, to be like get sick from something like that?
Crazy. And so many people. But you would freak out, like if you didn't know where you were getting from, that feeling of just being like so rough, you're like, oh my God, what the fuck's going on in my body right now? And then you're just, you know what I'm saying? When was the last time you ralphed, Maureen?
Don't know. I try not to, so.
You try not to barf?
Well, I try not to be sick.
Are you really? Is there someone in your family who's really scared of being sick?
Pretty much everyone, but mainly, well, Lucy, definitely.
See, my sister's
like, I thought
like
that, I was the like, worst, but I don't think I am.
I'm pretty sure my sister would legit die.
She would hold her sick in. That one.
Hold my sick in. I'm trying to play this clip of O.J. Simpson that we played the other day. How mental is this? By the way, I got a notification on an old thing that I posted where it was the kid, the wrestler, that was like was a girl, wants to be a boy.
Yeah.
But they won't let, because he was born a girl, won't let him wrestle boys in like college wrestling.
Yeah.
So it's in with the girls. And it was like transgender boy fucking storms competition or whatever, and some guy's like, quit with your transphobic shit. And you're like, huh, that, how's that transphobic?
It's not transphobic at all.
It's not transphobic. If you were really pro trans people, there'd be a trans league is what there would be. Because whether they were born a girl or not, because they were like, oh, it's clickbait. It was born a girl, so they're fighting girls, so it's fine. And you're like, not if someone's intervened with hormones before you've hit puberty. Because then you develop as a boy.
But also, is it not very similar then to like actually doping as an athlete? If you're just to take it down to the like scientific level, you're more, essentially
it is, but it,
taking a stimulant.
It sort of is. It's actually worse than that.
Yeah.
Because you're developing it as a man.
Yeah. If but you, I just mean like that's on the
but it's
base
on a par
level.
With it's on a par with on a par with like taking a girl and just piling them full of testosterone.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If it was just a normal athletic thing, and someone was taking some sort of like enhancing drug,
oh, yeah.
you wouldn't be allowed to do it. But obviously, because it's a transgender, you know, person, it's like seen as well. You know, it's a personal sort of thing. But at the same time, they're taking something that's going to make them stronger than everyone else.
Yeah.
So. Too confusing.
There will be
like a
trans.
Fuzzy line, isn't it? As you say, at some point maybe there will be a trans league. So.
She doesn't have a fuzzy line anymore.
All right, shut up.
It's Maureen. That's funny. Hey, TMZ, stop playing the fucking... What about... We're going to have to find this program. This is a clip of goddamn OJ Simpson. And this is this from the book... well, this is from a program called The Lost Confession, but was it that book, If I Did It?
Yeah, I think so.
And
yeah.
he was he basically going like, if I was gonna go kill her, this is what I would do.
But and then he talks in the first person like, yeah. I did this. So it's really weird.
The chapter 6 is called The Night in Question. Mm-hmm. And you write in the book, now picture this and keep in mind that this is
purely
hypothetical. Yes. Why don't you tell me what might have happened on the night of June 12th, 1994?
First of all, there is. You know, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist or whatever the fucking word is. See that? Mental?
And looking down. And
fucking mental. Yeah. Like, see anyone that goes, well, you know, hypothetical. Like a fake, like.
But there's bits in this. He laughs through the really gruesome bits. So you're going, psychopath.
Let's just walk through them.
First of all, this is very difficult for me to do this. It was very difficult for me because it's hypothetical. I know and I accept the fact that people are going to feel whatever way they're going to feel.
And he's a bad actor. Like, I'm a better actor than that. I could lie better than he's going, and you know,
but like, see, starting something by going, this is purely hypothetical. That's literally the equivalent of going, asking for a friend. You know, it's not me, but my friend has this. You know, it's literally as obvious as that.
Why? Like,
hypothetically, so when I killed her, like...
No, the whole thing's mental. Like, imagine somebody killed you, right? And they thought it was me for a second, and I was trying to fucking lie about it, right? And then I went, since you're asking, if I had to kill Maureen...
But imagine being on a big trial, like a big public trial, and then going, if I was to do it hypothetically, the way I killed her was this. Like,
yeah, I didn't kill her, but if I was going to pick her up...
It's literally like OJ's went, I've got away with all this now, so I'm just going to answer this whole conversation with the inverted commas the whole time I'm talking, and that will basically mean
I don't
it's lies.
Own a toothbrush, that guy. Yeah. Who did that? Yeah. Chris Farley.
Yeah, because I don't own a toothbrush.
Own a toothbrush.
That is literally OJ Simpson.
You know, they're going to...
I'll tell you what he did. Stabbed the fuck out of his wife. Cut her head off. I mean, that's the type of...
He will literally release CCTV footage that he saved and go, hypothetically, I've reenacted this and this isn't real.
What's happened here is... a black gentleman has went and made a rubber mask that looks exactly like me in my house and knows how the code to the gate and shit. And that's my car, too. And stabbed...
And there I am. Yeah.
And that's me, hypothetically, not me. It's a man in a mask, but he stabbed...
me, not me.
There's a knife I bought in the shop, hypothetically, it's not mine, because, you know, and then I cut my wife's head off. Hypothetically speaking, not really.
R.I.P. in the club.
You know, some whatever they want to feel. In the book, the hypothetical is
Charlie.
This guy Charlie shows up, the guy who I had recently become friends with, and I don't know why you had been by Nicole's house, but it told me you wouldn't believe what's going on over there. And
going on over there.
And I remember thinking, well, whatever's going on over there has got to stop, right? So we kind of hooked up together, and you know, I'm kind of broad stroking this. We go over, get in the Bronco and go over.
Let's just go back and do the details. Where did you park?
I'll go into the detail.
You park
in the hypothetical in the alley.
Right. You park in the alley.
Yeah.
And
what does the hypothetical mean? You know, like, he may as well have went, oh, someone killed my wife. I had a dream that I killed her. And then someone's went, tell me about this dream you had. And then he's going through it. What the fuck is this?
But even if this is a hypothetical, you would say either, you know, the character or, you know, make up the name you made up or, you know,
Why would you even about it why would you even be going through that process in your brain though?
But you wouldn't talk about it. You wouldn't, if you didn't do it, you wouldn't, even if you've written a book, a hypothetical book, you wouldn't say, so I parked there, like, he's, you know, he's talking conversationally.
He's
like,
just telling exactly, yeah. He's just telling so him what the fuck he did.
You can't say hypothetical and then not keep it going. Like, it's so mad.
You put on.
But why would you even be going through this process?
You know, you would like never someone, do it. Like,
what about the fucking dude on the SAS program and his fucking wife got killed while he's on the phone to her? He's not going. Why would you ever? You wouldn't even be able to bring yourself to go through it if it was you killing her.
Oh, it would be so traumatic to even like think about how it happened, wouldn't it?
A wool cap and gloves.
Yeah, you would like, literally be fucking projectile like vomiting. You'd happened, be like Yusuf the other day.
Like, if that happened to you, and then I knew that happened, I'd be like, I don't really want to know all of the horrible details. Because why, you know, why traumatize yourself? Like, but he's...
In hypothetical, I put on cap and gloves.
Right. Yeah. And...
Look at his face.
He's literally smiling.
You reached under the seat for...
A knife. I always kept a knife in the car for the crazies and stuff, because you can't travel with a gun. And I remember Charlie saying, you ain't bringing that. And I didn't, right? But I believe he took it.
Charlie took the knife?
Yeah. In the book.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, the back gate, you go through the back gate?
Yes.
And it was open or broken or?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I go to the front and I'm looking to see what's going on. And I can see that it appears, like Nicole had, candles all the time. She really did to keep her overhead down, I think. And music was on and while I...
So, why did he say that? Why would he say that? You know, she had candles because you won't keep her overheads down. You're like a fucking multi-millionaire, and I'm sure, I don't agree with it myself, but he's probably paying for all the fucking house and shit she's in because she has his kids. And she's trying to keep the electric bill down. Or, fuckfest 5000. Bit of candles going on. Trying to keep her overheads down. Really? You can't pay a fucking $200 fucking electric bill or something, OJ? Somebody's bucking.
Is this the bit that you're finding hard to believe?
I don't know. He's just throwing in on this. Right
there, a guy shows up.
You know? So Ron Goldman comes in the back gate.
Yeah. A guy I really didn't recognize. I may have seen him around, but I really didn't recognize him to be anyone. And...
I've seen him around, but I didn't recognize him to be anyone.
And in the mood I was in, I started having words with him.
He says to you, I just came by to return a pair of glasses. Judy left them at the restaurant.
Yeah, words to that effect, yes.
And
he was don't know if I believe it or didn't believe it. It was pretty much immaterial because, you know, I was more concerned about everything that was going on, you know, and was fed up with it, I guess. And
you get into a fight. Nicole comes out.
A verbal fight. Got a little loud, and by that time, Nicole had come out, and we started having words about who is this guy, why is he here.
I still can't believe that he's like this. By the way, it's all hypothetical. Why is it so detailed and fucking played out when he... Do you know what I mean? Is he like, what the fuck is going on here? You mental, bro? He's going in like a full made-up... Why has he made this story up if hypothetically he killed
her? Because he got away with it. So he literally is just like taunting people with...
Do you think he's just a real sociopath and he enjoys that?
100%. Because sometimes when you're like, you commit crimes, you actually love the thrill of
nearly getting caught, yeah.
Nearly getting caught or getting away with it and then kind of taunting people
like
with
the truth. Jimmy Savile thing where
the
Louis Theroux documentary, he's like, he was dangling the carrot right in front of his face.
Yeah.
And that's not a euphemism for his old cock, but.
Of course, it's thrilling. It's very thrilling, probably.
But so that, because they were saying like, oh, they would argue that he had CTE and all these days from all the bangs in the head. But I think it's just massive like ego.
Well,
and he's just annoyed at everything. Like, I can't believe this fucking bitch is in my house. He turns up, he's paying for all her fucking bills because he has to legally. And she's driving around the car, and he's driving around the car, this other fucking dude, and he's just the raid. He just like doesn't like to be humiliated, which zero men do like being humiliated. That's why most of them turn out psychos.
Though.
But it doesn't matter. He's still paying for everything. That's what I've heard people talk about that before. They're like, you know, she's driving around and then he's fucking, the other dude's driving around in the fucking Mercedes that he's paying for and all this here shit. I think it's just rage. Just like, just rage that someone would be getting out of it.
But that other guy, I don't think he did know him. She wasn't with him. He literally was coming back to bring something to her.
The guy that got killed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Light those candles.
He worked in the...
Keep down the overheads. But we watched that program. They used to buck each other in public.
Oh, shut up. But did you see... Because Brendan Schaub had put this up and someone, I just had seen one of the like questions underneath it. Someone had said something about like that CTU or whatever. And Brendan Schaub replied just saying, yeah, but that doesn't really account for his like completely evil actions. Like it doesn't make you evil, you know, those kind of things. They can make you angry or they can make you like do snap decisions.
Yeah, it doesn't make you.
But it doesn't make you like a calculated killer. Yeah. Like, you know, that's a different thing. There's no way that was just because of that.
Hypothetically, which is weird because if he didn't do it, I mean, why would they not bring in like a decent psychiatrist in this fucking thing? Simpson starts by talking about his friend Charlie, in quotes, parenthesis, whom he says for some reason went to Nicole's to snoop around. Why? He says Charlie came over to Simpson's home, told him what was going on, and Simpson responded, whatever is going on, it's got to stop. Unfortunately, Regan didn't ask Simpson what Charlie said was going on. What the fuck?
What's going on?
And she says, this is my house, get that the F out of here.
Yes, and which I didn't like because, once again, this is the same person. And if you read the book, you'll see some things that happened in the 2 weeks leading up to this that were very, very irritating, you know. And I think Charlie had followed this guy in, wanted to make sure it was no problem, and he brought the knife. As things got heated, I just remember Nicole fell and hurt herself. And this guy kind of got into a karate thing. And I said, well, you think you can kick my ass? And I remember I grabbed a knife. I do remember that portion, taking a knife from Charlie. And to be honest, after that, I don't remember. Except I'm standing there and there's all kind of stuff around. And
what kind of stuff?
Blood and stuff around. You know, I hate to say this, but this is not like, I'm sorry. Right. I know we got to back up again.
That's okay. I want to back
this
up.
This is hard.
This is hard. Yeah. I know. I want to back up
to try to make people think that I'm a murderer.
I don't want people to think I'm a murderer. So it was almost like he gets so deep in it and then goes, oh yeah, but we got, you know, it feels weird talking about this.
Cause this is hard for me to say.
Because it is hypothetical. By the way, see this. Let me just... Oh, why can't you fucking scrub a video?
You wrote in the book, I had never seen so much blood in my life.
Yes.
Okay, I can't shift the fucking video and playback. See that thing where he goes, you know, and like looks around the room like this, you know, what the fuck is going on? I've seen people do that.
Killers?
Weirdos. And I think it's the mark of a lunatic. When you go, huh, guys, you know, my invisible crowd around the room that I'm fucking not even looking at. I've seen people do that.
Well, it's because you're quite literally avoiding eye contact.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're lying.
And I can judge characters. Like, I can smell a mental a mile away. My mental's very on the surface. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it's right out
there. Some people might go, he's a bit abrupt, but it's, you know, it's constant. And then you get to know me. Maureen, I'm nice.
You're lovely.
I'm a generous person.
Yeah, very.
You know? I think I care about people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My thighs are exceptional.
Huge.
But then there's certain things people I run into and I'm like, I see straight through the bullshit.
Are you trying to say you're such a good judge of character that you think OJ Simpson killed her? Is that what you're saying? That's how good of a judge you are?
I'm just saying, like,
guys, I have a theory.
A lot of the fucking I'm Mr. Charming, you know, oh, crazy, this is wild. It reeks of lunatic, like.
Yeah, obviously. He's a crazy lunatic.
Covered. You're covered. The scene. Can you describe it?
It's hard for me to describe it, I'm telling you. I don't think any two people could be murdered the way they were without everybody being covered in blood. And of course, I think we've all seen the grisly pictures after. So, yeah, I think everything was covered, would have been covered in blood.
Everything is covered in blood, bro. He's like, I can't believe you would kill someone like that and everything not be covered in blood. And literally, there is a fucking cascade of blood going down their fucking garden path. I can't believe that it wouldn't be covered in blood. There's about fucking 18 liters of blood there, bro, you fucking dumb bitch. Look how much blood there is there. Do you know what I mean? It looks like he kicked over a barrel of blood. Fuck's sake. It looks like they grouted the tiles with blood.
And what goes through your mind?
What about that documentary? They were just like talking about all the murders and it just cuts to basically, you know, what something that looks like a fucking... Like you've spatchcocked a chicken, but it's actually her throat.
Yeah, you like almost decapitated her.
You can see her like spinal column from the front.
That's like
at a time like that.
I don't know. It's like, what happened?
Mm-hmm. You write about.
Look at his face. He literally is like, gotcha, gotcha, bitch.
About removing a glove before taking the knife from Charlie.
You know, I had no conscious memory of doing that, but obviously I must have because they found the glove there.
And blacking out. Have you ever blacked out before?
Not to my knowledge.
No,
of course. Of course, if something like this would take place in anybody's life, if it were to happen, I would imagine it's something that you would probably automatically have trouble wrapping your mind around it.
Who told you to say that? That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. Isn't it?
I know, you can't even believe that it's real, like, that he can get away with saying that.
Clearly murders her, has a fucking... That fucking Johnny Cochran guy is as much of a sociopath as fucking him.
Definitely.
You know? Like, gets off... And everyone's like, we know Riley, you did it. It just happened at a very convenient time for you. Didn't it really? Amongst those race riots and everything. Yeah. And then your guy comes in dressed like he's in a fucking tribe in Africa. You know? Day before, he's like, oh, Jay, could you tell the stand what the fuck's going on? Next day, I have come here today to put forward a case for Mr. OJ. The juice? He went full African to appeal to the fucking... The black folks, because he's, you know, Mr. Fucking.
It was a great series that one, which is on Netflix now, I think.
But he's, look at that smarmy cunt face, looking all around him. It's on my tongue. Goddamn fucking mentalist.
Here we also watched
Chocolate Cock,
Disaster Artist.
Brilliant.
It's really good.
Oh hi, Mark.
Oh hi, Mark.
I did not. What does he say?
I didn't hit her.
Oh, hi, Mark. But it's very well acted because...
Yeah.
We should do some...
Franco was unreal. Actually, both the Francos.
I know.
The two Francos.
I like the wee one better.
Do you?
I think so. I did not.
It was great at the end when they like compared the scenes. They nailed it.
Side by side, they were exactly the same. What a weird guy though, because like the guy's a fucking millionaire. Like the guy funded a Hollywood movie
that cost millions.
Yeah, ran way over budget, way over time. No wonder he remained his friend. He's probably like, listen, someday we might make a fucking decent movie around here. You know, I read something today. I was like, They've agreed to make us Black Panther 2. And I was like, oh, really? There'll be 90,000 Black Panthers. It made $1 billion.
Did it?
Yeah.
Holy shit. You still haven't seen it, have you?
Nah, but you told me it was a bit magical and African.
It's a bit too magical
like,
for you.
I would not be watching this.
I didn't say it was too African. That's a ridiculous thing to say. I said it's a bit magical for you, possibly.
Somebody sent me this. First toilet with the gender neutral, transsexual, gender fluid, pansexual, chicks with dicks logo. Look at that.
What? There's actual symbol? It's like half a dress?
Yeah.
My goodness.
And then, now, what happens when you start getting into wheelchair toilet, but you've got a dick and a fanny and tits?
God, that's confusing, isn't it?
Where do you piss?
How do you make a symbol, that's all?
I don't know. We'll leave that up to the designers. Do you play Fortnite? I don't know what that is, so probably no. If you could bring back one of your old skit series, what would it be? The problem is, the thing that got me to the dance, Maureen, which was mock doc videos, wouldn't fly today. So if I made like a fucking 9-10 minute I Am Fighter, nobody would watch it.
Or would they? Maybe it'll come back around where people are kind of sick of the really like 10-second sort of quick things and they maybe want a bit more. A bit more beef to it.
Well, I've got plenty of beef.
If anyone actually, can deliver there, beef.
I got plenty of beef.
Guts.
I got plenty of beef, motherfucker. I am trimming down. I'm going to weigh myself and I might just put it on Instagram to public shame myself and be like, this will be 6 pounds lighter next week. Should I do that? Should I publicly...
I mean, you have already tried this with the UNR and defat bastardization.
That didn't work because neither of us were really training properly. Like, he was going to the gym doing 3 fucking shoulder presses and then napping from 11 through to 5 o'clock.
Which is exactly what you did today.
No. I didn't sleep all motherfucking stab your wife Simpson night, right? Then I did the gym and then we had... And then our plans got foiled. And then I slept a wee bit.
But definitely on track now.
Maureen.
Matt Fraser by The Wedding.
4'10". Olympic lifter.
Yeah. If you're not like 3 inches shorter from weights, then I don't want to see you. Look at your face.
I mean, it's funny how you can just like that you can just be like, oh yeah, if you could just have dick V's, yeah, get those V's down your dick, that, yeah, then I'll accept you as a human. Imagine I started picking shit off like that. Imagine I started doing that, just being like, here, get your arse bigger because you make me sick. Imagine I said that more.
Well, I didn't say that to you either. So
you did.
I did not.
You grab one of my tits like you were looking at something in a shop.
Sometimes it just dangles in my eyes and I have to swish them out of the way, you know?
Oh, you're joking. No, I embarrassed myself at the suit shop, so it's time to really drop some weight. It's the only thing going against me, you know? If I had hair and a six pack, nobody would stop coming anywhere around me.
That's the dream, isn't it?
Cum swamp. If you could bring back one of your old skits, what would it be? Cum swamp. Would you ever consider doing a Joseph Fritzl?
What,
just keeping children in a fucking thing? Nah, not really. If you were offered to make your own show on Netflix, what would it be about? Maybe a sketch show like Hack Job, because that was hilarious. There's a whole lot. I would like to do a lot of things. If Netflix offered it to me, I would do a whole pile of shit. Do you know?
If Netflix offered a sketch show or a stand-up special, what would you choose?
I would probably do like a Dave Chappelle hybrid where there was a bit of stand-up and a bit of sketches.
That's exactly what you need to do, I think. I think that would be the ideal, wouldn't it?
I mean, it's been done 48,000 times.
I know, but I mean, for you, it would be hard to choose one of the other.
May I point you in the direction of Dermacore's Sketchy?
Well, you did. That wasn't your show.
Which I was in for 3 seconds, yet the Sky Guide said, featuring Barry the Blender Henderson, cashing in, motherfucker. Now, why did they not do a show at that time? Why, you say? Because they're retarded. What about the BBC? Fuck them. It's one of those things. They won't be there. Do you know? BBC will be like uni lad in a year. With the success of Mayweather versus McGregor and KSI versus Joe Weller, would you ever do a boxing match with another Northern Irish public figure? Maybe Zach McDonald? It practically books itself. Who the fuck is Zach McDonald? While we're fucking at it, about to Google that? Will I?
You do know you're on YouTube?
Yeah, be a YouTuber.
Okay, there's loads of Zach McDonald's. I don't know. There was talk. Someone brought that up the other day, or not the other day, like a while ago. Like, oh, should we do a comedian's fucking white collar, blue collar boxing, or whatever it is, white collar boxing? And I was like, what the fuck would be the point in that? Think of the fights that would go down. Theoretically, who would I fight? Dave Elliott, probably, because he's about closest to my size.
Why do people want to? Why are people? You know, why do they want to see people not be able to fight? Essentially,
what does that mean?
Like,
why would you not want to watch professional fighting?
Yeah, like I get why professional fighting is interesting like, to no watch, but why is everyone like, you know, it'd be funny if
you've seen McGregor Mayweather? Yeah. Here's the Bartletts, Kieran versus Mickey.
No, but like it's always those things, isn't it? Like two lads from a football team, they're gonna fight each other. Like what? I don't get it. Yeah, I do not get.
They're gonna do a thing that's not their sports.
You know? But it's the fighting thing, like, why watch that? I get why people are like,
it's just dudes.
You're going to do like a silly, like, oh, Strictly Come Dancing, it would be hilarious because they don't normally do it. But why do people pay to watch people fight?
I don't really think you should be fighting or boxing for the crack unless you really want to do it, but I really don't, that's not that safe. Oh, I work in an office all the time. Let me just go and take blows to the head. Also, I would run through them all like a fucking, it'd be disgusting. Grappling match, that's a safer way to do it. No one's getting punched in the face. But I run through that. Me and Woodsy, I would choke Woodsy out in a second. It may as well be me versus Hawking. That's what it'll be like. Let go of my neck, please. That's Woodsy. Sir. Let go of my neck, sir. What's Dave Elliott's cup size? Big. How big's your willy? These are very intellectual questions this week, aren't they?
Isn't it?
How big's your willy? Like I said before, whose body are we putting it on? Because on my body, lost. But on other people's body, maybe big. Have you ever misplaced your passport 2 days before due to travel? Once you find it, you realize it's expired. God damn.
That's so annoying, isn't it? I've never lost it, but do you remember I told you about the time, I probably already said on here, where like I had to get it back before going to Jamaica and then all the strikes in Dublin.
Fuck's sake, bro.
And I nearly didn't get it back. I got it back the day before and I had to drive to Dublin 3 times to get it, to queue up.
3 times to Dublin?
Yeah, I had to queue up 2 different days in the passport office, and then it was actually another guy, I had to go lift it. And I had to go meet him in Dublin and get it off him and just drive right back up, not even get out of the car. Like literally hand it to me. And I drove away. And I literally got a flight the next day.
I would just not go. That's the type of shit that would just make me not go.
No, I couldn't not go.
Someone tagged me in this and they were like, you like funny Belfast accents? Fuck's sake, bro. You ready? All right, whoever tagged me in that, get funnier clips. You know what I mean? Have you seen this clip? It's in a hospital somewhere. Have you seen this? The guy's filming this aisle boy at night time.
What happens?
You watching?
Is it bad?
No, it's funny.
Oh, shit! What the fuck?
Never mind. Hey, dude.
What are you doing?
Calm down.
What's that accent, by the way? Calm down. This side boy just fucking leathers him with a stick.
Oh, shit! What the fuck?
Never mind.
Hey,
dude.
What are you doing?
Calm down.
Just fucking hit me in the head.
Calm down. Where's he from?
Whacks him with his stick.
Where's he from? Like Omar or something? Fucking calm down, would you? The sad thing is, that's probably just a very sad, old, confused man with like dementia or something. So I shouldn't laugh, but oh my god, a bit funny. What about that? Have you seen that clip of your guy Jimmy Carragher or whatever spitting out the car?
Yeah, it's gross, isn't it?
Yeah, what a fucking scumbag. See, that's why footballers are scum.
Who spits?
Yeah.
Don't spit. Yeah. Never spit at
Be
someone.
A good, decent rugby player. Rip.
That's terrible.
I'm playing with these planets. What's this? Sorry.
Ooh, that's loud.
RTE Archives.
This is your actual mobile 50cc bar stool, guaranteed to drive you to drink.
What is Ireland like?
That's funny.
There should be a page called What is Ireland? Do you know what I'm saying? Someone's went, wouldn't that be fucking great, crack, if you had a motorized stool? This guy's like, do you want me to make your dinner for you too, Stuart Lowry? Because I said, leave me some podcast questions.
I would love if he'd make dinner. Is he offering?
Yeah, make the dinner. Make sure. Dinner. I know you're trying to be funny.
Certainly
yeah,
make dinner.
Fuck them right now. Do I make a dinner for you? So funny. What other shit is hilarious reaction from boyfriend? Now I've seen that. Should Botanic Park not just be open for a massive swally on St. Patrick's Day? I hate that term. On a swall, are you?
That's not something you say in the country, so I don't think.
We don't say that to the country. We're trotting around on a hound. What's that? Drugs? Mm-hmm. What is it? Vitamins?
It's a vitamin D spray. Just sitting here.
Vitamin D, yeah. That's lovely. I could take about 25 cracks at that.
No, don't.
For a massive swallowing Patrick's Day and save all this caper with the police. I mean, you're basically tapping into what I've said about many public celebrations, including Pride, the 12th, whatever, is contain it. Rather than the fucking town shut down for a day.
Yeah.
You know, have it in like fucking Ormo Park or something. You can go the St. Patrick's Day celebrations. But then there's pubs and whatever. I don't know. It's not as bad. The 12th is a fucking zoo. Like, St. Patrick's Day is kind of like, oh, a fucking student set fire to a bin. Mad.
But students get an awful bad rap, I think. They really do.
Yeah. I don't think they're that bad.
A lot of the time they're just drinking.
And if they're acting a
outside
cunt.
Outside their house.
If they're acting a cunt, you can bet they're acting a cunt all fucking year round. Do you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be. It is hilarious that it's a joke now. Like, there are so many GAA tops. It's like the uniform. And it's never changed. It's always been like that.
Yeah.
You gotta wear it. You gotta represent whatever field you're from in the country.
It's a big deal to a lot of people.
Well, why don't they support it?
They do.
They don't. These people play to nobody week in, week out, till there's a bit of glory to be had, and then they all turn up.
You say this for someone who's never been, probably, to anything related to GAA, have you?
Have you?
Yeah, in the past, not now. I don't give a shit about it. Back but other people, I just mean other
your,
people do.
Back in your old jersey grabber?
No, I mean other people do. Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't, like, it's not something, you know, or I don't know anyone who does, but... You're sort of saying as if no one cares, like.
Yeah. Here's my view on life. If it doesn't affect me, it may as well not exist.
I have sort of got that from you.
Come on. There's bound to be a joke about Canelo Alvarez being around extraordinary muscled men all the time and then claiming he swallowed steroid tainted beef. Nah, I'm good. I'm good. There was a boxer from Mexico who got done for drugs, basically. And he said it was steroids in the Mexican beef. But this man is insinuating, but he sucked some cock. Well, watch this clip and then we're out of here. Morning, you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
6 o'clock? Fuck my butt.
My mother used to put poop in a jug.
Oh, no.
Actually, by the time you put it in there, it's actually a dirty water jug is what that is. So, that's what all those dirty water jugs are about.
I want to say that the reason that Shanna didn't get rid of all those bottles is because she's lazy. I hope it's not sentimental to her.
This house has a septic issue. It's supposed to be drained.
A septic issue?
Drained once every 4 years.
You don't look happy, Maury.
I can't even look at that.
Here's what I'd like to know. How do you shit into a bottle? Because no one has that good at aim. You know what I mean?
she could have shat somewhere else and put it into the bottle. That's even worse.
Yeah, she's all stuffing it in with her hands.
Stop it.
That is the number one, like, this person's out of their fucking mind, is when people start doing stuff with shit and piss.
Colin, you are literally Captain Obvious today. So they're mental if they put their shits into bottles? Yes. Psychology Colin here. Hey guys, I think OJ Simpson did it. I think OJ Simpson's a bit of a crazy guy, if you ask me.
Do you know what my next Google is?
What?
Best bottle to shit in. What's the world's best shitting bottle?
Maybe you just put it there and you just like squeeze it all out.
That's not a bad idea.
Like a vacuum, it goes just sucks it out for you.
Yeah. I mean, you do get bottles with the little sphincter on it. Like the Lucozades, you get that good blast
could
in the mouth.
That could be, yeah. One way of doing it.
And there's still some space in the toilet, but I don't want it to overflow.
There's still some space. The house is like floor to ceiling balls of shit. And she's like, there's still a good 6 inches of turd space.
Your toilet isn't supposed to have space in it. It's supposed to flush.
It's supposed to have nothing in it.
It's supposed to literally have water, not like, yeah. Oh, the shit. Like
I reckon I got about 6 or 7 days worth of shit space in there. If I really wanted, it was an emergency, I had to shit in the toilet.
If you can go back to 2009, Oxygen Festival, day number 3, and literally the turds are in a pyramid.
You see, when I was at the one and only time I went to Oxygen, I sort of clamped onto it, which is a fucking medical miracle for me. I clamped onto a shit for a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to shit. And then I was watching Dizzy Rascal, and there was a particular bassy tune, and that really just... I really just rattled.
Just shook it out of you?
Rattled my bowels. But I was, same as you, I was like, this toilet's going to be a fucking horror show here. And I went in. It was amazing.
Yeah.
They had attendants that was clean. There was literally 6 clean bog rolls in a stack. And I lit shit what can only be described as a baseball bat because I've been clinging it for 3 days. I could have picked it up and just held it like a bat.
Was it literally like anal beads because you kept clamping down so many times?
No, it was completely smooth. It was completely smooth.
Good to know.
It just came out like...
Good to know.
Like a baguette. It's good stuff.
I've been using a bucket.
Oh my god. I can't even watch this.
When the bucket is full of pee and poop, it's really hard to lift it. So I just put it in a smaller bucket. And I take it outside and empty it. My neighbors could view it as being odd that I dumped.
If you thought I was Captain Obvious, she's like, sometimes when I fill the bucket with shit, it becomes hard to lift. Hey, empty it sooner then. You know, don't wait till you go, oh, that's the wetness touching my cheeks. I better empty this fucking gallon drum of shit. Look at your face. You're not even watching, boy.
I'm literally covering my eyes.
What can that house smell like?
No neighbors said anything to me about it either, though.
This is your...
This small blue bucket my mother used before she died.
Is that poop all over the bucket?
Yeah, it's poop.
So do you wash your hands? Like, you're going to go eat soup in a minute. Are you going to wash your hands for that, or are you just going to worry about it?
No, actually, I don't. Okay, now, this is not the worst hoard you've ever cleared out.
She's eating 2 feet from all the poop in your end.
Do you think I meet the definition of a hoarder?
The poop, man. You got a ton of poop in this house. What is the main cause of the smell?
Musty odor, having to do with mold and dust.
Yeah.
Dust?
Yeah.
Dust is her problem.
Do you mean the chocolate dust that comes out of your anus?
How could you even take... one shit and leave it in your house and not be retching all day? That is absolutely madness.
We've had friends of ours just sleep in a room for a night and you're like, what happened in here, guys?
If you think
was there a gay orgy with scat porn?
Sometimes people can go to the toilet, flush it, and 10 minutes later it can still smell like someone's shit in your toilet. How can you shit in a bucket?
Who may you be talking about?
Definitely you and also everyone else. But I just mean like, that's fine. How can you shit in your own house in a bucket and leave it there? And then their whole house is just buckets of shit everywhere. How, like, fair play to her immune system, though, because how is she not actually dead?
Something crazy.
She was eating soup out of a bowl that had shit on it.
She's a crazy... I mean, you will probably get accustomed because it's your own shit, right enough? But, like...
I'm sorry, but...
I'm going to sneeze. That is dust. And shit. Something weird's happened because, like... I would take a stab in the dark to say that some very hardcore abuse went on between her and the mother. And then the mother used to shit in a bucket and then she's just inherited all that craziness. Oh, I feel sick. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, you don't... Yeah, you definitely learn that habit from someone else.
There's plenty of space left in the toilet for me to take dumps in.
I actually will never get over this.
You ready for dinner? You'll never get over this?
No. I'm the kind of person, I just absorb everything and now I can't stop thinking about that. And it's my life has changed now, as there was the time before I saw that video and now it's the time that I've seen it and I don't want to be in a world where this happens.
You're traumatised too. You're going to end up like her. That's what you're going to do. You're going to, like, I'm going to come in one day and you're going to be like, I have a selection of mason jars filled with dump.
I only pee about once a month, it's fine.
Yeah. What is that though? That's unhealthy.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah. Drink more water, eat more greens.
I had two figs today. That might help.
Figs?
Figs.
Ah, oh, nice.
You know?
But yeah, I'm going to come back to you next week with definite weight loss.
Okay.
That's a promise. And new merch. That hopefully is also a promise. Sniffing like fuck. Have you a song you would like to go out on this weekend, Maureen?
This weekend?
This week?
Speaking of which, St. Paddy's Day on Saturday.
St. Paddy's Day at the weekend.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
We had all sorts of plans and things, and now what's happening is we're having just a party at the house.
We're literally actually having the greatest day, which is just to go to the pub, watch rugby, and then just have lots of nice food. We actually were planning lots of green food, aren't we? I'm going to do a minty cheesecake, guys. Don't worry about it.
Oh, green
guacamole.
Food. Yeah, we'll do guacamole. We'll do also just meat.
Meat.
Chimichurri. That's great.
Chimichurri.
By the way, if you want to blast semen all over your roof, beef with chimichurri is the fucking tastiest thing I think I've ever had. That time at Bull and Ram.
It's good, isn't it?
Fuck my butt. Make it taste so good, make you want to shit in a bottle.
We have to go back there.
Yeah.
The food was so good.
When we start shooting, no desserts, we'll go in there. And they can teach me how to cook a big giant steak.
Although their desserts were great. So.
Great desserts. Great starter.
Great everything.
There was a tempura broccoli and it was fucking gorgeous. And those little fish that you just eat its whole asshole and everything. Whitebait.
Whitebait.
Gorgeous.
Lovely. A very fishy fish. But
it is.
Great.
It's very, it tastes of the ocean. But once you get, which I'm not a fan of, but once you get two or three of them into you, it's fine. And keep washing it down with whiskey upon whiskey upon whiskey.
There's something fun in your, like, animal brain that loves just eating, like, wee whole fish, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, totally. But isn't then you batter anything and you eat the shit out of it. Pick a tune, Maureen, we'll finish on it.
Shall we play a Hunk Papa tune since we're going to see them tomorrow?
I was trying to find that new one. Give me 1 second till I find... their new one.
So we are going to go. They're playing. So tomorrow night, which is the 15th in the Limelight. I'm not sure if there's still tickets. There might still be if anyone wants to go. You might see us there.
Now, what's my fucking sign in?
Oops.
What was that?
I don't know. I just unscrewed something from our this the microphone holder.
Oh, breaking my good gear, bro.
Oopsie.
Bear with. If this doesn't work first time. Did it work? Oh, fist me. Fist my rectum. Now, is there a search option? What is this?
You've never been on Spotify on the
desktop?
The old desktop.
Nah. Can you work it?
I can't see from here. Up at the top somewhere.
The fuck does this work? What about how shit their online profile thing is? You see, you're supposed to download the app.
Are Do press that open.
Player. Web player. Jesus Christ. Thank God you're here, Maureen. This does not bode well for people coming to this live podcast. You know how much we just stumble through this one? Dang a ding ding ding. Okay, this is their new tune.
What's it called?
Burlesque Warriors.
Okay, I'll just introduce it. Introduce it like you're in a radio show.
So tomorrow night we got to see Little Bad Cult Hug Papa. They've put us on the door, free tickets. Always good. And here's their latest soul song, Burlesque Warrior, which is a naked lady with a machine gun and a fanny.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.